So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list, okay?
U.S. President Donald Trump was never going to react to losing the 2020 election gracefully. U.S. President Donald Trump has never reacted to anything gracefully. As we go to air, Trump continues to insist that his crack legal team are going to unveil conclusive evidence of monstrous voter fraud any day now. Although on current form, Trump's personal attorney, Rudolph Giuliani,
clearly illegal, clearly voter fraud, easily provable,
seems just as likely to unveil the heron he has appointed his deputy. However, earlier this week, Trump, or whoever prized his sweaty phone from his tiny hands, grudgingly tweeted that the US General Services Administration, the body which oversees presidential transitions, should do what needs to be done. This will make life somewhat easier for President-elect Joe Biden, who will now have access to government funding, office space, senior officials, and intelligence briefings, among other things. It also means that he can name his cabinet with increasing confidence. Very possibly because President-elect Biden has wanted to emphasize his legitimacy in the face of the incumbent's ongoing tantrum vis-a-vis the election result, we've learned a lot quite early about the administration he intends to lead from January 20th.
It's a team that will keep our country and our people safe and secure. It's a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, once again sit at the head of the table.
We will come presently to who and what is in Biden's cabinet, but at least as significant, things being as they recently have been, is who and what is not. Biden has not, at least as of this broadcast, awarded any government position to any obvious crooks, creeps, clowns, dingbats, yahoos, grifters, spivs, quacks, his own ghastly children, or their idiot husbands. But while President-elect Biden does have the advantage of a low bar to climb over, it doesn't mean that his choices are excused scrutiny, especially those pertaining to foreign policy, on the grounds that US foreign policy often has a way of becoming other people's domestic reality. President Trump's first Secretary of State was, to put it charitably, an unorthodox choice.
I'm not here to represent the United States government's interest. I'm not here to defend it, nor am I here to criticize it. That's not what I do. I'm a businessman.
Rex Tillerson, a career oil baron, once personally awarded Russia's Order of Friendship Medal by President Vladimir Putin. President-elect Biden could scarcely have made a more orthodox pick as America's top diplomat.
And that's where the men and women of the State Department, foreign service officers, civil servants, that's where they come in. I've witnessed their passion, their energy, their courage up close.
Antony Blinken is a career foreign policy boffin who served as Deputy Secretary of State and Deputy National Security Advisor during the presidency of Barack Obama. With National Security Advisor, Trump also tried to be a bit left field. He named Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, a serving soldier and actually not a ridiculous choice. McMaster is a smart, serious, and sensible man, and for all of those reasons, fell out with Trump, who replaced him with incorrigible neocon headbanger John Bolton, who only looked smart, serious, and sensible when standing next to Donald Trump, but even this arrangement proved unworkable.
Good day, everyone. I'm Paula Ferris. We are coming on the air right now with some breaking news. Just moments ago, President Trump tweeting that he has asked his national security advisor, John Bolton, to resign.
Joe Biden has named Jake Sullivan.
I pledge to you and to the American people that I will work relentlessly in service of the mission you have given us to keep our country and our people safe, to advance our national interests, and to defend our values.
Who was the president-elect's national security advisor when the president-elect was vice president. He also helped negotiate the nuclear deal with Iran, from which Trump famously flounced. Trump's first U.S. ambassador to the United Nations was not a completely absurd choice, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. His second ambassador to the UN was a completely absurd choice, prodigious Republican donor Kelly Craft. It could actually have been worse. Trump wanted to appoint his daughter Ivanka, but griped that he would be accused of nepotism.
I've heard a lot of names. I've heard Ivanka. I've heard how good would Ivanka be? The people that know, there's nothing to do with nepotism, but I want to tell you, the people that know that Ivanka would be dynamite. But, you know, I'd then be accused of nepotism, if you can believe it, right?
This was accurate, inasmuch as demanding money from bank tellers at gunpoint can lead one to be accused of armed robbery.
I want to say to you, America is back. Multilateralism is back. Diplomacy is back.
Biden will send to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield, also a distinguished career diplomat, including stints as US ambassador to Liberia and Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. As for the foreign policy vision this team will attempt to implement, Biden has been upfront about it. America, in his words, is back. Arms outstretched, not folded. Door open, not slammed, sulkily shut. It is unmistakably the case, however, that while Biden has no wish to persist with Trump's creed of America first, still less any notion of America alone, he does expect the chair at what he clearly sees as America's rightful place at the top of the table to have been left obligingly vacant. Though relief at Trump's exit will be widespread, it might not be that simple. And as we have learned, many Americans, just short of 74 million Americans in fact, remain suspicious of and or hostile to what Thomas Jefferson grimly characterized 42 presidents ago as entangling alliances. It's not just the rest of the world Joe Biden will have to convince. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.